Nicely with Martin Bester.
We've got our clinical dietitian on the show. Her name is Tabitha Hume. We're talking about diet myths. There's a big difference, if you're just tuning in, between losing weight and losing weight the healthy way, I guess. Just because you're losing weight on something doesn't mean it's the right kind of diet. We've touched on carbs. Now, a big thing all over social media is the celebrity diet. Well, actually, it's an injection. Is the current trendy one. Everyone talks about it overseas, even in this country.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And people seem to be losing weight on it. Is it, however, a good way to lose weight fast?
So those injections, massive topic. As a registered dietitian, I'm going to say it most definitely has its place. The research has shown that in diabetics and sometimes in pre-diabetics, it can be called for if you are extremely overweight, and that overweight is leading to morbid complications in your health. Yes, it does have a place, most definitely. However, it is being given to people who need 8Ks to lose, who are not pre-diabetic or diabetic. It's been given to a whole lot of people who just want to look cute in their gym outfit. That's totally inappropriate. They should be looking at diet. It's you know, a quick fix isn't good. It costs a fortune. And that is absolutely appropriate for someone who has major health problems, but it is not at all appropriate for someone who doesn't and just wants to drop a few K's, because essentially they say you can get off it afterwards, but generally speaking, I would suggest you stay on it pretty much in the long term.
Really?
So that
Why?
Can be what happens is it works on a little chemical that makes your body able to stop eating. So you eat a small portion of food or a normal portion of food, and then after that your body says, okay, I've had enough, thanks, rather than going on and on and on and having other things as well. So a lot of people take advantage of this and say, oh, well, my appetite's gone down a lot, so I just need to eat an apple 3 times a day and I lose incredibly quickly. Yes, they do. But the problem is half of that fat loss is fat and the other part of it is muscle loss. So you've ended up with an incredibly low metabolism, which will then rebound very substantially afterwards. Plus, your body becomes not addicted, but a little bit dependent on that let me eat less situation. And then by the time you go off the drug, your appetite is actually really there in full force. So you can eat quite a lot, and then rebound gain quite quickly. It's not sustainable unless you are somebody who's prepared to probably go on it in the long term.
So it needs to be administered by a doctor or qualified dietitian for the right reasons.
You've got to really, as a medical team, you've got to look at it very seriously. In fact, using it for even pre-diabetics or non-diabetics is completely off-label. It's really not supposed to be used like that. So it's really an ethical challenge for the medical fraternity.
Can you taper off?
Yeah, that's what they say. You can taper off, absolutely. The chances of going back on the drug again is quite high, because what you're doing is not looking at a lifestyle change or education. You're just looking at really just, eating less.
Medication.
So what is the right pull?
Okay.
Knowledge.
All right. Coming up, the right pill for quick weight loss.
Very well.
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.